I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So today, our search continues. We have moved our operations north of where we have been searching for the past 2 days. The reason for that is based on the number of dives. We had well over 40 dives conducted yesterday in the area where the diver was last known to be missing, as well as the equipment that we've been using from all the different agencies involved in the search. Don't have reason at this point, confirmation to believe that our diver is located in that initial area. So what we are going to do today is we are going to move north with our search from what's this point here, which is an eddy, moving north towards the International Rail Bridge, and then even north of that. The command post that you see set up behind us will probably at some point be moving as these searches continue. The good thing for us is that the further north we get from this point, the calmer the waters get, the current slows down, and the debris field goes away. So it'll allow us to be a lot more efficient in our searches, as well as it'll expedite the speed of how we can search areas. And it also allows our sonar and other devices that we're using to be more effective in the water down in that area. So that's kind of the update. The weather, we're keeping a close eye on, and we'll make a determination. I believe sometime around 1 to 2 o'clock, we're supposed to get some pretty gusty winds as well as rain. Again, as I've said for the last couple days, safety of everybody involved in this is our utmost concern, and we won't jeopardize that, and everybody understands that. So we'll be evaluating that as the afternoon progresses. But for now, the conditions are okay for us to have both the boats on the water as well as divers go in.
The parameters of winds and I don't know how much waves come into play here.
It's the winds will affect the wave conditions, so it's got to be safe for a boat first off. If it's safe for a boat, then it's got to be safe for the divers. So the weather, rain necessarily won't affect that, but the winds will. Again, as far as the conditions, it's to say that from land, it's more what the operators are experiencing on the river that will make the determination for them to feel that they're comfortable continuing with the search.
What's the morale of the search team?
Again, everybody is, you know, heavy hearts and minds, but we have a job to do, and, you know, we're just hoping to locate our brother. So, you know, that's the focus. That's what's getting people through the day. That's what's getting people to continue doing what they're doing. And, you know, like I said, there'll be a time later for emotions, but we're doing the best we can to just keep moving, keep pushing, keep progressing.
The boats are in the water. Can you talk about the technology you're using right now, and are the divers in yet?
The divers are not in yet. So, as I said, because we've moved north, we have a less of a debris field. So what we are able to do is get a little better use of the sonar devices. I believe that the device at the NYPD flew in yesterday with their two divers can see 60 feet. It's bi-directional. So again, less debris, less things pinging off the sonar, so they can do bigger passes, more efficient passes. Same thing, the cameras, less debris, better they can see.
You told me this morning that it has changed from a search and rescue to just a search. Can you talk a little about that decision, and was there difficulty making that call?
There was. Reality is reality. So, unfortunately, we know that nobody could survive under the water for this amount of time. We are confident that he is not washed up on an island where he was able to still survive the dive, and we missed him. So, at this point, it's not a recovery because we haven't located him yet. It's a search for him. We will also be using multiple air assets today. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the Erie County Sheriff's Department helicopter, is going to be flying patterns along shorelines, as well as concentrating on the islands that are upstream, based on, again, 100 years of policing and experience of where people lost in this river have surfaced in the past.
You have You have a lot of manpower here. Do you have people working overtime? Do you have people coming here when they should be off schedule? How are you ensuring the safety of the city and the city residents as well as conducting this search?
Sure. So the people on the dive team are assigned across the city, but it's not like it's any one particular unit being depleted. So there is overtime, there is resources being alternated. But again, we are cognizant of how long people have been working, how long they've been in the water, and everybody is doing a good job of policing themselves in terms of what they're comfortable doing at this point.
And anything that you can tell us that the family has been saying as you have shifted from a search and rescue to just a search at this point, or anything else?
Sure. The strength of this family is incredible. The mom, the sister, the friends, the family, the husband of the sister, that's what's driving us. They are extremely strong, they are extremely appreciative, and they want to find their loved one as we do, and that's our common goal together. So both of us, both of those goals put together is what's just kind of creating focal point for everybody to get through this. But the family has been absolutely incredible, and their strength is unbelievable.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.